You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. You join us from the wonderful, picturesque Yorkshire, and we're outside broadcasting for the first time, team. We're in a beautiful location. There's some beautiful birds on the lawn, but you have paid them, Joe, yeah? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Now, Yorkshire covers an impressive area of approximately 11,903 square kilometres, making it larger than countries like Jamaica, but also has less pineapples. The country is traditionally divided into three ridings: north, west, and east. The term riding comes from the Old Norse word meaning a third, and there's no south riding, as the Norsemen considered only three sides of the compass to be correct, hence why they never went to Portsmouth on holiday. Now, Yorkshire history dates back to Roman times, with evidence of Roman settlements and roads still visible in places like York, mostly untouched by Yorkshire County Council as well to this day, as is the case for most Yorkshire roads, really. Yorkshire's symbol is the White Rose, which is said to have originated from the War of the Roses between the House of York and the House of Lancaster in the 15th century. The War of the Roses, for those of you who don't know, is an important part of British history that happened every Christmas between Roses and Quality Street. Yorkshire was the forefront of the Industrial Revolution, playing a vital role in the growth of the textile industry. The world's first ever steam-powered locomotive, built by George Stephenson, ran on the Middleton Railway in Leeds in 1812, but only arrived in York in 1814 due to leaves on the line and staffing difficulties. The oldest sweet shop in the village of Patley Bridge in Nidderdale houses the oldest sweet shop in England, established in 1827. Their array of sweets is quite impressive, from gobsmoppers. Yes, it's a Yorkshire thing. Toffee, chews, aren't they just some of the sweets on offer? Now, Jenny has never been to Yorkshire, but is particularly interested in this shop, as there's nothing that Jenny likes more to do than to suck off a fisherman's friend.
Long time since I've done that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Have you ever had a fisherman's friend, Age?
Yes, I've heard.
So, Yorkshire Boats. Yorkshire Boats. You're talking about fishermen, you're going to be confused. Yorkshire boasts some of England's most magnificent castles, including the iconic Clifford Tower in York and the stunning Castle Howard. Luke is fascinated by this earlier today and asked some mature questions to the guide about the origins, history, and province. Then immediately went back to the hotel room and made one out of his Lego set. Shall we outside? Look, we got a plane going overhead.
Wish I was on it.
So do we.
Big plane,
ghostly encounters. is famous in York, and York is considered one of the most haunted cities in the UK, with numerous ghost tours and haunted attractions. Recently, I went on a ghost overnight with Adrian and his former boyfriend. Though I'm a bit skeptical, it was a good night, and I spent it out with both of them, and by the end of the night, I can certainly have the willies pull up me.
I love the dark room action.
The stunning York Minster is the largest Gothic cathedral in Northern Europe and took over 250 years to build. On the 9th of July 1984, on a hot summer's night, a lightning bolt struck York Minster. Fire engulfed the roof until it collapsed at 4 a.m. Bob Littlewood, the superintendent of the works, described the scenes. "We suddenly heard a roar as the roof started to come down, and we just had to run as the whole thing collapsed like a pack of cards." This oddly describes the way I feel after doing a show with this lot. One of Yorkshire's most famous culinary contributions is Yorkshire pudding.
Hey.
A savoury side dish often served with roast beef. Now, when wheat flour began to become more common use for making cakes and puddings, cooks in Northern England devised a means of making use of the fat that dropped into the dripping pan to cook batter pudding while the meat roasted. Now, it's good to see that Yorkshire women like using meat fat, whereas Adrian is more into fat meat. You're right there, Joe.
Such fat meat.
It's worth stating that most foreigners outside the UK think of a sweet, soupy dessert when they hear the term pudding. However, Yorkshire pudding gets a second part of its name because centuries ago in England, puddings were a sausage-like meat that was not only water-based and was solid. And there's nothing that is better than having a bit of solid meat. Jen, can you remember?
I can't remember.
No, I didn't think so. Yorkshire coastlines stretch for 45 miles, including the charming seaside towns like Whitby and Scarborough. Whitby is also famous for its amazing scampi and friendly fisher ladies selling it on the seafront. And when you walk past, you can smell the aroma of the fishy smell mixed with the saltiness as the aromas penetrate your nose.
Sounds fun.
And the scampi doesn't smell too bad either. Yorkshire can be credited with many inventions, including the cat's eye road reflections, which was first used in the city of Leeds. Now, they were invented by Percy Shaw, and he saw the reflection of a light in the cat's eyes as it walks towards him when he was driving his vehicle. If only the cat had been walking away from him, Percy would have invented the pencil sharpener. Now, Yorkshire has a rich folklore with stories of legendary figures like Robin Hood and the fearsome dragon, the Burgest. Or Barguest. I probably said that wrong. Barguest.
You said it weirdly. I don't know if you said it wrong.
I'm Welsh. I say everything weirdly. Fearless dragons come up quite a lot in Yorkshire folklore, but most commonly confused with the mythical creatures and Yorkshire wives. The Yorkshire area has been a source of inspiration for many musicians, including Arctic Monkeys and the Kaiser Chiefs, as well as folk legend George Formby wrote songs based on experiences while working in Yorkshire. He is famous for singing about leaning on a lamppost in the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by, and when I'm cleaning windows. So basically, he was a stalker. And coincidentally also related to Joe. The coastal cliffs of Yorkshire are a haven of fossil hunters, with discoveries dating back millions of years. So it might be considered a good place for recreation of pastimes, Jenny, as most people go there to pick up old fossils. So you might be in luck. Yorkshire is also home to a myriad of impressive caves, including the fascinating Stump Cross Caverns. I used to date a woman who I called my Cross Cavern. She was, she thought it was because she was mystical and fascinating, but it was simply because she was massive. And always angry.
A lot of love to give.
Well, she was angry except around food. Anyway. Yorkshire has inspired numerous books, including Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights and Bram Stoker's Dracula, a character famous for biting the neck of his victims and drinking their blood. Talking about sucking the life out of people, let's meet the team.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wennie. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Luke is enjoying his time in Yorkshire. He is a lover of food and likes nothing more than eating. He will be at home in Yorkshire because not only do we have lovely Yorkshire food, but he also looks like a Yorkshire pudding.
Crispy and fair. Dairy.
And very wrong for you. Adrian is enjoying the trip. It's nice for the Retro Breakfast Show team to culture Adrian and bring him to Yorkshire, unlike his ancestors who appeared here centuries ago with swords and shields. Adrian only has one lethal weapon with him, which I'm assured he's put away in a safe place and will only be brought out this evening. Joe is very fortunate to be here today, as he was busy wearing different identities to avoid the authorities. Joe is very hardworking. The only thing not hardworking on Joe is his hair follicles.
Oh, they're decreasing by the day.
Jenny has just informed me that she actually has been to York many times. The last time she came this way was on a boat. It was a long time ago, and she did share it with some animals that were brought in two by two. This would make Jenny biblical, and I'm not saying that Jenny is old, but she is so old that she owes Jesus £3. So, you've met the team. Let's play a game.
What came before? What came first? Was it the chicken or the egg? The saying is the worst. I ordered both from Amazon today, so we shall see whichever arrives first. Well, isn't that I just wait and see what's delivered to me?
The first game is called Chicken and Egg. It's a simple game of what came first. All the contestants will have to do is guess which of the two things came first. For instance, if it was Luke or Adrian, it would be Adrian. If it was Jenny or the planet, it would be Jenny. As we still don't understand or fathom how she could have even lived through both wars and still survived. So, team, let's go. Let's start with yourself, Adrian. Did Red Bull or Nespresso come first?
Nespresso or Espresso?
Nespresso.
Espresso or Nespresso?
Nespresso. It's got an N in the front.
Oh.
I know I'm Welsh, but I can still read.
So, I'm just start the spelling, boy. Don't ask me, please.
Nespresso or Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Red Bull is correct. It came about in 1984, and Nespresso was formed 2 years later in 1986.
Wow.
See, not only do we amuse, we educate. Okay. I'm going to leave that one for Luke, actually, because it's a good question. Okay, this one is for you. Mm-hmm. The bikini or the surfboard?
Ooh, surfboard.
You say the surfboard?
It
sure. Is right, yes. The surfboard
That's been
came about
thousands of years.
First brought into by the Australians in Sydney in 1914.
No, surely earlier than that.
No, 1914. And the bikini didn't hit the beach until 1946. And the only reason the Australians brought it in 1914 is so that the convicts could go and get back up the ocean. That's why.
You're not
bikini
telling me that
1946 on it?
Yeah, 1946 for a bikini.
And you're not telling me some ancient Greeks weren't just taking a plank of wood and going in the sea for a bit?
I don't know. Let me ask Jen. Back when you was... Never mind. It's all right. Luke.
Yes.
Buffalo wings or chicken nuggets?
Ooh. That is a difficult one.
Yeah, buffalo wings or chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. The way you said that was...
What was that?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets is correct. The chicken nugget was cooked up in 1950 by Robert C. Baker. What a name. And the buffalo wing was invented in 1964. Before that, the buffaloes just had legs. Okay. Jen.
There we go.
So, Van Gogh, or Van Gogh, depending which way you want to pronounce his name, or Picasso. Ooh. Could you have a face like a Picasso?
Thank you.
That's all right.
I'm going to say Van Gogh.
You are right. He was born in 1853, and Picasso was born in 1881.
I bet them both.
Did you meet them both?
Yeah.
I hear that.
How did you meet?
I hear that Van Gogh actually had a painting and decorating firm, and on the side of his van, he just had Gogh. And everyone saw him and said, go on, Van Gogh.
Did he chop his ear off because he met you?
Yes.
Yes. I hear that Van Gogh went into a bar and said, would you like a pint? And he said, no, thanks, got one ear. Shall I carry on with the Van Gogh?
No. No, probably not.
Okay. Okay. Adrian.
I'm ready.
Is it Jack the Ripper or the police force?
Is anybody
police force.
Speak into the microphone.
Police force.
Seria?
Am I right? One, two, three, four, five. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. I just wanted Joe to panic. That's why I was asking you to say over and over again. Because every time you say police force, he just runs.
just losing my voice,
yes,
I think so.
The police force is correct.
Robert Peel.
1829 Peel. By Robert Peel, who also invented Satsumas.
Also built Hampton Manor.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, Satsuma.
Invented Satsumas. One day I'll create police force and then oranges.
Exactly. So plethora of information. He also invented stickers.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And,
is it those annoying little stickers you stick on an orange?
Yeah, and bananas. He invented bananas as well.
In fact, all fruit.
Yeah. Anything that you peel. Okay, on to you, Joe. You might know a little bit about this. A polygraph.
I've never ever succeeded one.
Or the film Pinocchio.
Ooh.
Not to be confused with the film that Jen was in where... she told him to lie, tell the truth, lie, tell the truth. I'll leave that to your imagination, but still.
I'm going to say Pinocchio.
Filthy whore.
I'm going to say
you can say Pinocchio.
I'm going to say Pinocchio, because isn't that... No, that's in the 40s, isn't it?
The polygraph.
No way.
The polygraph was invented in 1921.
Really?
Yeah.
They were telling when I was lying in 1921.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I thought it was something to draw a parrot. Oh well, you learn something new every day, I guess. Right, Luke, on to you. Okay, the Roman Empire or the Vikings?
Adrian loves Vikings.
I am going to say the Roman Empire, I believe.
Yes, the Roman Empire was formed in 27 BC and the Vikings began their pillaging in 790. So well done, Lee.
Oh, yeah. They were late to the party, weren't they?
They were. Okay, Jen. WWF wrestling?
Ooh.
Or WWF charity? The World Wildlife Fund.
That's quite good.
I'd say the...
Pandas or John Cena?
I'd say the World Wildlife Fund.
Yes, founded in 1961. The WWF was founded in 1979. And they are not allowed to be called WWF anymore. They're now called WWE because they got sued by the charity.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was a good 30 years or so where they did get away with it.
Yeah, they did.
And, quite officially.
I don't understand why they couldn't let the two coincide, because John Cena versus a panda would be pretty cool, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've never seen a panda wrestle, but I think it'd be pretty good. I mean, if you hit a panda the wrong way, it's already got black eyes. Okay, one last round then. This is open to anyone. Mary Poppins or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I'm going Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I'm going Mary Poppins. I reckon Dick Van Dyke was a bit earlier.
2v2, then Mary Poppins here too.
Yeah, it is Mary Poppins. Oh, Mary Poppins, 1964, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, 1968.
Take that.
So
not far.
Mary came before the bang.
Right, okay. Dungeons and Dragons game or choose your own adventure book?
Ooh. Now, I, as a massive nerd, I think D&D was in the early 70s.
I'd say that as well. D&D's satanic.
So. And significantly more complicated than, oh, hello, what? Which way do you want to go in a choose-your-own-adventure?
Dungeons and Dragons.
No
way!
That's the
right answer. It came about in 1974, and Choose Your Own Adventure came around in 1979. The reason they did Choose Your Own Adventure is because Dungeons and Dragons was way too complicated, and people wanted a more simplistic format of instruction to know how to do something, like Jen's ex-boyfriend. Mm. Finally, the Oscars or the Nobel Prize?
Oh, I know.
Easy
to
see.
It's definitely Nobel Prize. Yeah. It's because he invented dynamite and he felt bad about it.
Definitely Nobel.
Who did? John Oscar?
Alfred Nobel.
Who's he?
Nobel Prize.
That's awfully kind of you, but I'm just a radio broadcaster. I mean, I'll accept it and everything. All right, yeah, I'll take the Nobel Prize. That's fine, no problem at all. And that was, ladies and gentlemen, Chicken and Egg.
Guilty! I think they are guilty. Lock them away and throw away the key. Not guilty! I'm not guilty! Let's find out the answer! This is Don't You Judge Me.
Okay, it's now time to play a game, Don't You Judge Me. In this game, the team will have to guess the verdict of a trial or case. If the defendant was found guilty or not guilty, this will show the degree of moral compass to the teams. Now, Joe may have to have panic attack during this game, as when we use the words judge and law in the same sentence.
Where?
So I calm down. And for some reason, this panics him.
Sorry about that. I'm having therapy.
That's okay. Okay.
We all got some.
Right. Don't worry. I'm going to read you a scenario. This is called the pornographic ripoff. Okay.
Nice. Say again. Pornographic.
Pornographic.
You know what porn is.
Pornographic.
Never heard about that word.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, Richard sued the makers of an X-rated video because they had claimed that the actress, Busty Babe, starred in the video. She, however, actually only appeared for 8 minutes. He sued to collect $29.95 for the cost of the video and $55.75 for medical costs because of an asthma attack he suffered as a result of the stress of being ripped off. And $50,000 for suffering and punitive damages. The video company asked that the case be thrown out of court for being frivolous. Did the court rule for or against Richard? What do we think then, teams?
I think they agreed it was frivolous and threw it out.
Okay, you say against?
Incredibly against.
Okay, what else do you say?
I have to say, I hate to agree with the opposing team, but I also think against. It's just too great.
So we got team Adrian and team Joe. You saying? And remember, Joe's had a lot of practice in coats.
Exactly. Once you
and in coats, in coats, he wears them all the time because he's cold. So both sentences are correct. It is actually the court ruled against him and dismissed the claim, saying it contained no cause for action.
Yeah.
I suppose that 8 minutes, he didn't get much action in that 8 minutes, really. Mind you, if you was Joe, you it's eight times. So. Okay. Let's have a look. The sky is falling. How about this one? In England, a woman was sitting in the audience of a theatre watching a performance when she was injured by a piece of the ceiling falling. She pressed charges against the owners of the theatre for damages, claiming negligence and a breach of warranty or duty. The owners of the theatre argued that the fall of the ceiling was a result of a bomb blast from a bomb that had been dropped nearly 5 years before, and the injuries, therefore, were war injuries, and they weren't liable. Did the court rule for or against?
I think the court.
I hope they agreed.
I think the court would have taken one look at that and thought it's in a theatre. And as someone who's known the acting industry, there is no empathy in that industry whatsoever.
Did you keep a receipt?
I think they would have laughed her out of there and said, yes, it was a mysterious bomb that went off magically somewhere else.
No, I think she would have won the case.
Yeah. The court ruled for the woman and maintained that even though the damage to the roof of the theatre was a consequence of the earlier bomb blast, the woman's injuries were a result of negligence from the theatre owners. Huh. What a bombshell. Okay, should we do some more?
Yeah.
Okay, the hazardous highway. An article that had not been loaded properly fell from the back of a truck and that was driving along the motorway in England. The first following car was able to stop and avoid hitting the article, but it was hit from behind by a second following car. The second car was unable to stop because a 15-foot patch of fresh tar caused the car to skid. The second vehicle was damaged, and the owner pressed charges against the driver of the truck for which the article has fallen. Did the court rule for or against the owner of the second vehicle?
That's tricky.
Mm. See, this is educational as well for any law students out there that are thinking about getting into law. I know at least one client of mine.
So the first car dodged the article. The second car skidded on.
Had you been drinking that day, Jeff?
Yeah. Mm. And hit this first car.
Yeah.
But that had nothing to do with
hit
that
it right up the rear, Jeff.
Good way to do it.
Yeah.
Adrian knows more about this, actually. Could it probably give you some like,
I don't know. Truck driver?
On the way to Exeter.
Because he caused the initial reaction, so yeah.
So the court, you're getting really confused by this. It's whether he pressed charges against the second driver.
Oh, the second driver.
Yeah. So did he go, was it for or against?
I think it was for the second driver. I think they did press charges against the second driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The court case ruled for the owner of the second vehicle, found that the driver of the truck would be liable for damages, even though the tar was part of the reason why the second driver was not able to stop. It was not the fault or choice of the second car driver. So, think about that, Luke. Okay.
Yeah.
Dodgy tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
That guy on the bike you hit the other day, that's your defence. Okay?
Love it.
He'll be fine. The inebriated driver.
Joe.
That's what I was going to say. This is
guilty. Before the third years went on the field trip, the school district required that each parent sign a consent form releasing the district from any responsibility of injury. The bus driver who arrived to take the children appeared to be intoxicated, but the headmaster still permitted her to drive. The driver lost control and drove into a ditch, seriously injuring some of the children. The parents sued the school district, which claimed that the consent forms protected them from liability.
Mm.
Now, did the court rule for the parents or against the parents?
Now, I have a question.
Go on.
Just, can you repeat when you said driver, did you say... her.
Yes, I did say. Yeah,
it's case closed then, isn't it? Right. It's case closed. Jen, it was you, wasn't it, Jen?
We still love you.
So what do we think?
It has to have been the driver's fault.
What do we think?
No, I think they ruled against. I think they thought that it was fine.
Consent forms
of course,
stand.
Joe doesn't have any faith in the justice system, does he?
Absolutely none.
But the court ruled for the parents and found that the school district responsible for the children's injuries because the headmaster had known the driver's condition but did not stop her from driving. He was held to be negligent in the incident and was promoted. There we go. That's the school education systems in the UK for you. Right, that's the end of that game. Hum, Okay, it's time to play another game, and this is called Hum This Tune. And in this game, it's played much like the game suggests. Contestants must hum a famous tune, and the teammate on their team must guess the tune. Now, humming can be fun, annoying someone, and can be sometimes rude, of course. If it's sometimes effective communication, especially in marriage, when your wife asks you, does my bum look big in this? You just go, it's nondescript. That's marriage advice coming from Retro Mike Kennedy. Anyway, Jenny has the advantage with this game as she likes to hum. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I've read that wrong. Sorry, I'll do that again. Jenny has the advantage in this as she hums. Can someone change seats with Jenny, please? Okie dokie. Right, let's try doing this. So, Adrian, you've got to hum that tune, and this opposing team over here has to guess what the tune is that you're humming.
How to hum it, or what's that?
Hum.
Don't screw this up.
Oh, hang on, don't get upset. It's just a game. Okay,
this is a depressive music.
Oh, did you just start? Have you already started?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were crying.
Oh no.
Okay,
you know already. Yeah.
After three. One, two, three.
Wait a second. So I have to be serious. One, two, three.
Oh, I know it.
You actually know it?
I think so. I don't know what it's called, though.
Oh, I think I know, but I'm on your team, so I can't.
Okay.
I said, put you back into.
Okay, but why I'm always the first one? It's not that easy.
You won't be the first one next row.
Okay. Go on. Thank you.
I don't know. Is it? How does it go? Like when I hear?
How does it go? You just heard it.
Oh, yeah,
is it that one?
Is it Hero Mariah Carey?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Is it Hero Mariah Carey?
No, not at all.
No,
it's a depressing.
Can you just
one.
Do the? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look at
Back to Black.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my! I'm going to change mine.
So happy. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah.
It was so easy.
Number three.
Adrian just exploded. Just.
This is a depressive music.
Well done, Jenny. It's amazing. Back to Black, of course, by Amy Winehouse, a long-suffering alcoholic. And well done, Jen. The other one's Amy Winehouse. Right. Okay, I think it's going to be Jen's go next.
I think I only know the chorus.
That's okay, that's all you have to do. Sorry, I'll just take my finger out there. Sorry about that.
It's the best I can't do. I'm so sorry, I got really excited then. I need to go through the song in my head. Well, I mean, it's ABBA, but it's which song?
No, sorry.
That was ridiculous.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to have to rush you because I'm going to have to rush you because my will to live has already left.
There is nothing we knowing me, knowing you.
Excellent, well done. Okay.
Oh, I've never felt so alive.
All right, keep hold of that for a second, Jen, please. Okay, on to yourself.
Fantastic!
You're on my team,
Bobby girl. I'm a Bobby girl in a Bobby world. Yes. Thank
okay.
You.
Shall we?
You're a sodding team.
Aqua. We'll just
deduct a point from that team. So well done, you did answer it correctly. That's a point to Jane and to Luke.
That's what I was going to say.
Team. Oh
yes!
Oh, sorry, I was so excited.
I know.
Oh, sorry,
which was beautiful.
If any of you are affected by this podcast, please.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
I mean, teammate,
Luke.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm. Yes.
Give me one second. You'll either get it right away or you won't at all.
That's just... I feel like Barry White.
Come on, Robbie, let's go party.
No, 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 it's not the same song, baby. I feel like Barry White has been raised from the dead.
I'm trying.
I'm gonna repeat a little bit.
Okay. You are very trying. Yes.
I haven't got a
song. I know this song.
What is
bonus,
it?
Bonus,
yeah, but I don't know the name, sorry.
Who's it by?
Oh, that's, yeah, but I know. We know exactly.
No,
like,
we don't.
This is great radio.
Can we get bonus points?
Go on then.
Wait. I want to say. Poker face.
Yes.
Oh, the yes. name yeah. of the lady.
No.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. I wonder why the only non-straight person got that.
Definitely
not that she's an icon or anything, but still. Okay, that's right. Okay, look at your cards that you have. As can anyone think of another song that they've got on their cards they are able to hum? If not, can you think of a song that is not on your cards that you could hum to give the other team the opportunity to either win a point or lose a point?
Ooh.
Joe, you can go first.
Oh, God.
Can be any song you like.
Right, okay. I'm using one from the card.
Okay.
I didn't think it was possible for him to have more red.
The Yorkshire sun has tinged my skin.
Okay, what do we think it is?
I've got no idea. Jen, this is all you.
Could be a song
it
or
looks
theme.
Very scary, doesn't it?
Could be a song or theme. That's a clue. I'm not sure how that's a hum. I think and it's two different things. I'll give you a clue. That's a clue.
That's a very good clue.
For those of you who didn't know what I was doing then, I was just pointing.
Pointing.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi, oi.
All right, geezer.
Hello there, mate. You all right?
I don't know.
Mucky.
I don't know it.
It was The Apprentice.
Yes! Nice.
Okay, one last one then. I think I'm going to go for this one.
Ooh.
Just so I can join in with the game, because otherwise I am going to fall asleep. Okay.
It's all the Valium, isn't it?
So before you say anything, it's not going to be a Bowie song, okay? I don't want to be stereotyped, okay?
Because I
know how we sound the same when we talk. Anyway, right.
He
okay,
did sound different to that, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try one now, okay? Now, you might get this, you might not, okay?
Victoria Balamore.
Oh, tragedy's so obscure. That is amazing. You did really well. How did you know that?
I don't know. It was before my time.
I know. It's just kind of scary that you watch Kids Pro. Oh, hang on. Okay, I think we should move on and play another game.
What happened to you, my china plate? Your bolts are right old to an eight. Your mincers are all black and blue. Filter tips are swollen too. You fell down the apples. I'm not surprised. Your daisy roots are oversized. Your strides are dragging on the deck. You could have broke your Gregory Peck.
Okay, it's time to play a classic game of Diamond Geezer. Dormer Geezer, innit?
All right, all right.
Now, local terminology can be confusing, as different words can mean different things in different areas. For example, a cwtch in Wales is a cuddle, but also a coal shed. A prick-me-daisy is a dedicated follower of fashion. Like the song, you know, he's the dedicated follower of fashion. Doesn't have the same ring as he's a prick-me-daisy. You know, it doesn't quite work, does it? That's what a prick-me-daisy is. And a cat flap.
Oh, easy.
Hang on, bear with me. And a cat flap is what a dyslexic Yorkshireman puts on his head.
You'll get that cat flap.
I'm never going to be allowed in Yorkshire again. This might be hard for Adrian, being a foreign national to this country. In the UK, we can say kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss.
And in your country, what do you say is, how do you say kiss in your country?
Pussy.
Exactly. You can see how language can be quite confusing. So, yeah, if you're in this country, please do say, can I give you a kiss? Or would you like a kiss, as opposed to say the alternative. You might hear some Southern comedians simply trying to put a T on the end of words to do a Yorkshire accent, like Michael McIntyre, for instance. Now, honestly, they look more stupid than they're trying to make us look. So Yorkshire tongue is far more subtle than that. Okay, so we're going to go through some Yorkshire slang, and I want you to guess what the Yorkshire slang is. So I'm going to start with Luke. Okay.
Okay.
Bagsy.
Bagsy.
Oh, I know this. Oh, that's you like claiming it.
That's right, yeah. So when we say Bagsy this seat, Bagsy front of the bus, Bagsy this woman, all of this, it comes from Yorkshire.
Well,
it means Bagsy me to the front seat. It means to claim something for yourself. Okay?
This is education for you, Adrian.
Oh, thank you. Is. I'm learning today.
Okay, Jen. Fettle.
It's too... It's kind of sort out, rummage through.
That's exactly right, yes. And do you mind stop fettling my pants? Thank you very much. Yes, fettle is completely, completely right. Okay, Adrian. Lamp.
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 This is the easiest one yet.
I'm going to lamp you.
It's like some sort of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to punish me now?
Sort of, yes. What kind of punishment if I said to you I was going to lamp you? We're going to lamp you hard.
It's something like
I'm going to lamp you like you've never been lamped before.
I don't know why the way you say that is so wrong.
Come on. Let's go, because I really don't know. I have to learn today.
I offer it to the team.
You punch someone.
It is. Really? Lamping is means to strike or to hit. Okay. Joe. Paggard.
Oh, why do you have to give me the literally most obscure one? Paggard?
Yep.
Could you give me it in a sentence, please?
Yes.
Sounds like a good way to describe Joe.
I'll give you it in a sentence. I'll give you it in a sentence. Joe, what does paggard mean?
It's a question, not a sentence.
Okay, I'll give it to you in another sentence. Paggard. I wonder if Joe knows what paggard is.
Paggard. Like, worn out?
Yeah, so you're right.
What?
It means shattered, knackered, exhausted, or broken.
Luke's pointing at me.
Okay. Okay, Luke.
Yeah.
Tarman, think on. Tarman, think on.
What?
That's Klingon, isn't it?
That's where Yorkshireman went when all the mines closed down. Right, go and see that Kirk bloke. He give you work. If mill closed, go on. I don't know where I'm from. Certainly not Yorkshire. I travel a lot.
Is this Bradford?
Anyway. I love Yorkshire, by the way.
I don't know.
It means...
Thanks.
The meaning, watch what you're doing.
Oh.
There, man, think on.
That's Jamaican.
Well, it's coincidentally, it means the same in Jamaican. Let me just Google that. Yeah, exactly the same in Jamaican. So, what a coincidence. Okay. Okay. So, Tutty, Jen. Mm. Tutty. Mm.
Mm. Tutty.
Tutty. Tutty. Show me your tutty.
It's definitely not tattoo.
It's not tattoo, no.
Tutty.
Tutty. T-U-T-T-Y.
Bit of tutty.
I don't know. It's not potato, is it?
What
no.
if I'm going to say exactly?
You can talk into the microphone as opposed to leaning across and talking to me.
So what if I'm going to say that means exactly?
It doesn't. It means
tutty. Is that like
an all-round like world... No, it says an all-round word for a bit of something.
Yeah, exactly something. That's what I thought.
So can you have,
exactly something.
Can you have a tutty of totty?
Maybe.
I like that.
Okay.
Doesn't help. Okay.
Joe.
Yes.
Wick.
Wick. Getting on my wick. I don't know why I went London. Getting on my wick. So it's like getting on my nerves.
Is a wrong answer.
No! No!
Wick in Yorkshire dialect means lively.
Really?
Yeah, just means lively.
Well, I'm feeling a bit wick.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, Luke, yonder.
Yonder. Over there.
What is actually exactly word for word?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Over
yeah.
Smashed it.
Come on.
Have you got any Welsh in you at all?
Not yet.
Give it 10 minutes. That's, the, little, that's the after party of the show.
I hope so my ex-stepfather, he doesn't listen to this because I'm just failing today. And he's going to be so upset. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, but he is ex-stepfather.
I never understood any of his words, so yeah, apologise.
Okay, Jen, in a bit. That wasn't a request. It's a terminology, in a bit.
Doesn't it mean exactly what it sounds like? In a while?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Stick go on then.
Cow.
In a little bit?
No.
What?
Well, that's what I said.
See you
said
later.
No, you said in a
yes,
what?
It does mean see you later. See you later. In a bit, meaning goodbye or see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
Hey, have you got any Yorkshire in you?
I could do.
Jen had some last night. Right, okay. Jen.
A lot of the ways that we use
it's not you.
It was called Fred.
Okay, this is open to anyone now. Flagging.
Tired.
Well done, yes. Flags.
My ex.
No, they didn't have red in front of it.
Flags.
Yeah.
Paving stones.
It is paving stones. Oh. Well done, yes. Yes. Indeed, well done. Jensen. Check out the brains on bread. intercoil.
Intercourse.
No. Intercoil.
Like in a circle. It's no changes, maybe?
No. And it doesn't mean not getting pregnant either.
Intercoil? Is it like an interrail?
It's all right. I went intercoil. No, it actually means coal.
Intercoil?
Intercoil. It means coal. The meaning is coal.
Going into the...
Don coil oil where to muck larts on twinders. There we are. not one lesson. Not one lesson and I've got it right. Okay, last couple then. Mardy.
Moody.
Grumpy.
There it is, yes.
Stroppy.
Mash.
Pissed.
No. What?
Pissed.
No.
Like mashed?
No, 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 not at all.
Mashed taters.
Mashed taters.
What, kicked in the balls? Yeah. Well, yeah. So you're insinuating there's a Yorkshire term for being kicked in knackers.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked in the testicles. The testicles.
The
testicles. No, no, it's not. Mash means to brew tea.
Of course it does.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I've never, ever known.
Have you not heard of...
Mash your tea?
Mash your tea. Mash
that's
your tea.
Just weird. Sorry, Yorkshire, but that's weird. Mash your tea.
I just heard mush your peas.
You're hearing things again, aren't you? Mushy peas.
Okay, last one then. Rig welted.
Rig welted.
Mm-hmm.
Are they two words or three?
No, it's one word with a hyphen and it's it. So it's rig hyphen welted.
Rig welted?
Mm-hmm.
Poorly put together.
Well, not quite.
Well put together.
Again, not quite. Shall I give you the answer?
Broken, fallen apart.
You're almost all quite close. It rig welted, meaning a sheep that has been stranded by lying on its back.
We call
that a date in Wales. So, these Yorkshire people got it all wrong.
A date, that's, an opportunity.
That's a night out. That's a night out. Right then, that's the end of that. You'll be happy to know. Let's play our final game.
Cut grass or something that emits from an ass. I just wonder, can you tell? The question is, what's that smell?
So for this final game, we are going to need blindfolds. So this game is called What's That Smell?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Now, well, the title says it all.
It's the answer to everything,
Jenny. I can smell it.
Now, the title says it all. When creating this game, we ensure that the games are audio friendly. As you don't get to see the lovely faces of the contestants. But who, in this circumstances, is a good thing for the listeners, to be honest with you. You don't want to see these faces, trust me. I'm blindfolded. I've been blindfolded ever since I've met them. In this game, the contestants also can't see you, as they're also blindfolded, and making this game quite interesting. And about time the game was interesting.
And Mike's going round and just stealing all our belongings. And
yeah. I've got £3.50.
It's like we're in a dark room, Adrian.
And for some reason, a little bottle that says Rhino on it from Jen's purse.
Fragrance.
I don't know what it says. Something to do with the hips. Anyway, the contestants will be subject to a smell, and they have to guess what the smell is and see if they can guess it correctly. Hence the title, What's That Smell? Not to be confused by What the Hell Is That Smell, which is normally the sentence we use when Jen needs changing. Okay, we're going to start off with Adrian. Adrian, I'm going to pass you something. All you got to do is stick it in your nose and tell me exactly what that smell is. Okay, there we go.
Is that a zipper going down?
What was that? Oh, my word! It's such a long...
So he's having a smell now.
Trying to...
You having a good whiff, Adrian?
Identify.
Okay, now just for you at home, this is what the smell is.
The smell is lilies. The smell is lilies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to go to my bathroom, yeah?
Oh, God!
Smell this one.
Oh, wow, you need a personal
maybe
mate?
Maybe in my kitchen.
Have a guess. Stab in the dark. I mean, I don't mean actually physically stab someone, because that would be wrong.
This is like Domestos in my
it's
bathroom.
It's actually lilies.
Oh.
Ah, right. I'm going to pass you one again.
You thought there the first smell.
Lily.
You can pass that to Joe.
Okay.
Joe, is someone coming across? It's more funny actually trying to watch them pass something from side to side.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay, so you need to... The other way, Joe. For those of you at home, this is the smell.
The smell is peppermint, The smell is peppermint.
It's kind of minty.
Okay, so what do you say it is?
But with... Ooh. So, that's really hard. It's like a minty flower.
Minty flower?
Yes. I think the last time I smelt this, I was on something.
What's scratching?
I'm just going to have to go with, like, menthol.
It's peppermint.
Yeah, it well doesn't. Done. Menthol counts, surely.
I'll give you that. Okay, yeah. Okay, Luke.
Here you go, Adrian.
Open it up and give it a smell. There we are. That's it. So the bit is in your right hand, Luke. Smell that bit.
The smell is strawberries. The smell is strawberries.
I don't know whether it's nice or not.
I think it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Is it leeks?
Is it like... No, it's not that, is it? Is it grass? Like fresh cut grass?
It's not. It's actually strawberries.
Wow.
Jen, it's your one.
The smell is a dirty nappy. The smell is a dirty nappy.
I'm getting a waft of something.
Yeah.
I can smell it from
here. This is Jen's.
Is it poo? Yeah.
It is a dirty nappy, yes. Yeah. Well done.
It's a cat one. Yeah.
Well done.
It's a cat one? Why cat?
It's on my nose now.
Because I got allergy.
What's a cat?
Yeah. Where have you ever seen a cat with a nappy on? That's just a little bit on the mad side. Oh, that's going to be a good one. There we are.
Poo!
Is it scratch and sniff?
That bit there, okay.
Adrian, the noises you're making.
Sorry. I'm just trying my best.
For those of you at home.
Oh, it's gone, but...
This is what it is.
The smell is pickles. The smell is pickles.
I can't... Okay, may I have a little bit more, please? Because it's gone, so if you can make it for me a little bit more smelly. Yes, thank you. Sorry for that.
Oh, that's where that smell's coming from.
A cigarette. Oh, yeah, it's tobacco.
No, it's actually pickles.
It smells like a
burger.
Give that one to Joe.
Oh, yeah, I smelled it. It's really bad.
Okay, it's Joe's turn now. For those of you at home, this is a smell.
The smell is popcorn. The smell is popcorn.
Ooh, smells a bit like Doritos.
I know. I smelled it when Mike gave me. So
what do we think it is?
It's fading. It's fading. Oh no! No, it smells like Doritos crossed with Wotsits.
You're getting close.
Oh, I'm going to say it's cheese balls.
Sorry, I got a bit too close there. No, it's actually popcorn.
Oh, of course it is. There you go, Adrian.
Okay Luke's turn. This is a smell. Luke's going to be smelling.
The smell is a rose. The smell is a rose.
That smells like similar to the last one. Well, maybe it doesn't actually.
Well, it's somewhat similar.
It's like the last one but worse.
It's gonna be cheese balls, isn't it?
It's actually really bad now. Smell it more. I don't know. Oh,
have a good.
It's not a fart, is it? Is it a fart? No,
it's not. It's actually a rose. Okay.
I don't like that at all.
All right, Jen. This is Jen's smell.
The smell is smelly feet. The smell is smelly feet.
Are you giving me the awful ones? Where is it? Okay. The smell of anything.
Does it smell like Grimsby?
Hang on, Jen. Turn it around the other way.
What's going on at the moment? I can't see anything and everyone's silent.
Jen's in heaven.
It smells like cat wee.
It's not. It's actually smelly feet. Right, you can all take your blindfolds off now.
Oh! And all our belongings have gone.
Yeah. And you might notice that you're all naked.
Oh, Adrian!
Oh, sorry. I love this game. Can we play every week?
Yeah, why not?
You're just like smelling weird things.
Well, my smelling gets really good, but I don't know.
Okay.
Domestos.
Okay, folks, that's all we have time for, sadly. And, well, sadly for no one at all, really. That's probably a blessing in disguise for you listening. Anyway, I can reveal that the winner this week is Artie from Yorkdale Drive.
Big ups, Artie!
Oh, hang on, sorry, there's a phone call. Bear with me a second. Sorry about this. Sorry, very unprofessional for me to take a call on air. Hello? Yeah. Oh. Apparently, Artie has been arrested.
It's got something to do with Joe?
No, it's a little bit confusing. So basically, he's actually killed two people. Mm. So there's no laughing matter, really, Jen. To be honest, you should be ashamed of yourself. a bit of confusion. He promised to murder someone's wife for £1, apparently, and he followed her to Tesco's. Wanting to do the act, and when he got to Tesco's, there was two people wearing the same costume, so he panicked and strangled both of them. And on the BBC website, it says Archie chokes two for £1 in Tesco's. So it's really, really bad. But anyway, that's all we've got time for. From myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Adrian, from Joe,
you,
from Luke, and from what's your name again? Jen.
Jenny
Winnie, it's a very, very goodbye, and then we'll see you all again next time.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.